Emergency podcast time, and it's emergency podcast time for a good reason. The Los Angeles Clippers land one James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. They finally get the trade done. Morey finally decides to pull the trigger. They did give up quite a few picks. The Clippers did give up all of their power forwards for the most part. Batum, Marcus Morris, and Robert Covington. But they land James Harden and P.J. Tucker. We'll get into all of that and what I think that means for the Clippers right here on the Westwood Podcast. But first, I have to ask you, please hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, CastBox, and much, much more. So please hit that subscribe button. Also, I have listener support on. So if you'd like to, you can support the Westwood Podcast for only 99 cents, for less than a dollar. So if you would like to do that, hit the link on the landing page and I would really, really appreciate it. But guys, let's talk about James Harden. Let's get it. If you're finding out here, it is true. The Clippers and the 76ers make a trade. The Clippers now have a big four in Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and James Harden. And they are all Los Angeles Clippers. Now, the draft compensation. Now, like I said, the Philadelphia 76ers did give up Marcus Morris, Nick Batum, Robert Covington, KJ Martin. And then they gave up quite a few picks as well. So to make sure I get that right, I got so a 2026 LA Clippers first round pick via OKC, a 2028 Clippers first round pick, 2 second round picks, and 1 pick swap. So they gave up a lot to get James Harden, but James Harden is a walking 20-11, even in his worst season, as you just saw. But they did land James Harden and P.J. Tucker to the Los Angeles Clippers. So, guys, look, I'm super excited. Look, you guys know that my primary thing was I wanted us to have a four. Jeremy Grant, January 15th, you know, something like that. That's what I wanted for the Clippers. But I had zero issues with James Harden being traded to the Clippers either. And now I'm just excited about all the opportunities, all the different lineups that you can do with James Harden here as well. You basically can play one of your point guards and one of your wings, basically all 48 minutes of the game if you really wanted to. So they can stagger their resting. Now, I believe they'll all start. People are worried about, will Russell Westbrook come off the bench? I don't think so. I think they did this, and I think it's going to be Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Ivica Zubac. That's what I believe. And then you can stagger them. After the first 6 minutes of the game, then you can start to stagger. You can have James Harden with Kawhi, and then you can have Paul George with Russ. And I think that's how it should work, and I think that's how it will work. Now, they gave up all the four, so you're sliding Kawhi or Paul George to the four, depending on how you want to think about it. I think it doesn't really matter which one you want to say. Now, you're bringing, you got two of them off, so Man's going to play for sure. Powell's going to play. Plumlee's going to play back up, but I think Man, Powell, Plumlee. Oh, and you've got Bones as well. And so the way that you can just kind of move all of these pieces around, I'm super excited for the Los Angeles Clippers and how this is going to look. Now, you know, I don't think they'll play tonight. I'm recording this 6:35 in the morning on the day of the trade. So it happened about 4 or 5 hours ago. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning is when it happened. And it's the combinations that you can do is super exciting. I'm very much looking forward to it. Now, I'm going to miss Robert Covington's defense. I had a blast watching him play defense the first 3 games of the season. I thought he was really, really great. I thought Batum did great versus Wimby. I thought he did actually an amazing job with his help defense against Wimby. So I'm going to miss those players, you know, defensively, because I thought they did a great job this season. Now, we're not talking about last season or anything like that. I'm just talking about this one. I thought they did pretty good. Also, Batum, he took less money. He's going to retire. I know he wants to retire. Clipper, I do feel for him. You know, this is a business part of basketball. I feel for him. But the Clippers did what they need to do to put themselves in position to win a championship. what they need to do in order to give this big four the best chance at winning and making a run, which is what their job is. And so I think they'll all start. I think they'll stagger them to in duos after they start the first 6 minutes. I think they'll start the first 6 minutes. I think they'll start in the second half, and I think they'll close the games. And I think everything in between will kind of be mix and match, depending, just trying to match styles, which is why I think they'll play Russ with Paul George, and they'll play James Harden with Kawhi Leonard. And then you'll bring Mann and Powell and Plumlee and Bones off the bench to run with those guys, to run with the duos as well. So I'm super excited. I'm hyped. Now, for anyone that doesn't think that this is a great idea, I just want to help you a little bit. Just to help you breathe a little bit easier. Guys, it's really simple. The Clippers have such a ISO heavy offense. In my opinion, when I watch the Clippers this season, I think there's a glaring and precipitous drop off in point guard play. Well, I mean, I just don't think Bones is ready yet. And floor, the ability to be a floor general. There's a precipitous drop off in the offensive production when Russell Westbrook is off the floor. That doesn't mean Kawhi and Paul George can't pass. They can. Bones is a great, fun player. He's exciting to watch. He's good. I just don't think he's ready to take up full-time point guard duties. I mean, the truth is, I thought he got pulled in the last game, and they put Russell Westbrook out there again, and it flowed well. And I like Bones as a player. He's just not ready for full point guard duties. Guys, Russell Westbrook and James Harden account for five of the last seven assist titles in the NBA. Five. The only two players to win an assist title in the last 7 years were James Harden and Russell Westbrook playing basketball are LeBron James and Chris Paul. That is it. That is it. That's it. James Harden won in 2023. Chris Paul won in 2022. Russell Westbrook won in 2021 with the Wizards. LeBron James won in 2020. In 2019, Russell Westbrook won. In 2018, Russell Westbrook won. In 2017, James Harden won. In the last 7 years, James Harden and Russell Westbrook have accounted for five of the last seven assist titles. Russell Westbrook, three. James Harden, two. You have elite playmakers on the floor at all times. At all times. There isn't a floor general ever not on the floor that is one of the greatest creators of all time. Of all time. Now, Houston was a while ago, but you also had what was one of the highest scoring duo in NBA history, I think, through March, and Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Now, I think they're going to stagger them other than starting the first quarter and the third quarter and ending. But my point is just to help you breathe a little. Now, it's not 2020 anymore. Okay? But just to help, five of the last seven assist titles. One of the greatest scoring duo, one of the highest scoring duos of all time. To help you breathe a little bit easier with this James Harden trade to the Los Angeles Clippers. I'm excited, guys. The possibilities are endless. Now, that's my initial thoughts on the James Harden to Clippers trade. Now, why are you doing this? Because you have a monster in Phoenix with Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. Now, Devin Booker and Bradley Beal have been injured, but that's a monster that's out there. You're trying to beat the Denver Nuggets. And guys, let me tell you something. I'm going to say they still are because we haven't seen these four play on the floor at the same time. Denver Nuggets is just they're a step above everybody else. They're a level above everyone else. I watched the Denver Nuggets this season and I think no one's beating them. That's my opinion. I mean, they're just killing people. I mean, my gosh. They know how they want to play. They have an identity. They've been playing together for so long. They know exactly where everyone's going to be. The chemistry is just unmatched. That's why you do the trade. The monster that's in Phoenix, the monster that is the Denver Nuggets. That's why. That's why. If you, it's just an amazing I can't not wait. I can't stress how excited I am to just see how it works. If it fails, which I don't think it will, I know people will come back to my tweets today and come back to the podcast and talk about I said this and I thought that. Fair enough. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You guys know I'll say I was wrong. I was wrong about KJ Martin. I was wrong about Russ being on the Lakers. I was wrong about both of those things. I'll admit it. But I think this is going to work. I really, really do. I'm excited. Now, like I said, defensively, I'm only worried about Harden on a point at the point of attack. I think Harden is a really good post defender. In my opinion, he's actually really, really good. I'm only worried about him out at the top of the key, against other guards, out in space. Something I will give the Clippers is they're very long, and for the most part, no one's been left out on an island. The way their defenses work, the way they're helping each other, and things like that, I think it's really great. So we'll see. That's the only thing I'm worried about with James Harden. The rest of this, if people acting like James Harden's trash, I don't know why. They're basically treating Russ and Harden the same for like the last couple of years. And they're not at all the same. They don't even play the same. But James Harden's a walkie 20-11, even in his worst season. Like, guy just won an assist title. I don't know why people acting like he's trash. He's really great at basketball. He's a great basketball player. And so now you've got them, all four of them, along with Ivica Zubac, in a starting lineup in Los Angeles. This is going to be a ton of fun. I'm excited. Now, this podcast is very, very short. I just want to get out how I felt about the trade, what things I'm worried about, what things I'm excited about. James Harden gives you another shooter as well, out on the perimeter. He gives another person that can create his own shot. There are four of them, guys. Four. Four. Now, I think they're going to play a lot of small ball. Now, at times, Ivica Zubac and Plumlee may not get quite the run depending on the matchup and what Ty Lue wants to do. So I think that's something we're going to see a lot of as well. I think PJ Tucker will be utilized. I don't think PJ Tucker's just going to be riding the bench. He's a smart veteran player. He's not quite the same as he was. He's a lot older now. But I think that Ty Lue loves intelligent veteran players. And so I think we'll see PJ Tucker get in there and make some runs as well. And if he does, I expect for him to make great decisions defensively, will help defense, draw some charges, just do things that some of the same things Robert Covington did without all the length. It's just cerebral basketball. I'm excited, guys. And the part that makes me so excited is the Clippers are serious. They're all in. They brought back Russell Westbrook. They traded for James Harden. The Clipper Nation was so worried about that Frank didn't do what was necessary. He got it all finished. He said, "I told you guys we're gonna go for championship. I am doing that. I didn't just say it. I put it into action. We really are trying to do this." He put his money where his mouth is. And here we go. And here we go. So I'm excited. Short podcast. Just want to get you guys thinking about some of the things. Look, if you agree with me, let me know in the comments. Let me know on Twitter, things like that. I would love to converse with everybody about it. I'm not worried yet. Let's give them 10 games as a big four and see where we go from there. But guys, right here is where I break things.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Westwood Podcast. I am your host, JD Jackson. As always, you can find me right here on Twitter, JD Jackson at the Westwood Pod, and on YouTube at JRock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Remember, if you haven't yet, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. I'm on all the major podcast platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, Castbox, Anchor, and much, much more. So please, please hit that subscribe button. Guys, if you haven't, I would really, really appreciate it. It would help me out a lot if you leave me a 5-star review. That'll help push my podcast out there even more. And remember, if you'd like to support the podcast, just click the link on the landing page for podcast support, and you can support the podcast, the Westwood Podcast, for only 99 cents, less than a dollar. I would really appreciate that as well. The guys, we got the Orlando Magic tonight. We get to talk more about the Harden trade after that. So right here is where I break things. And as always, until next time.